that I'm doing is a project called Shark Week, and it's about where I get people that I know to tell me the story of their first period. Will you please do it?
Of what?
Of their first period. What was the experience like?
Are you doing that because everyone has a major experience? Because mine was.
Because they're hilarious and they're so varied and different.
This is hilarious. Oh, were you recording me?
Yeah.
And how are you doing this? What's this?
It's just audio.
And why are you doing this?
It's just a project.
That you're going to do what with? I don't know.
Put it on the website.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
anonymously. It's not going to have your name attached to it.
Well, it could.
Yours will just be called Ma.
Yeah, right? All right. Let me see. How old was I? I was probably 13 or 14, and all my friends had already had their period, so it was probably at a time where I really thought I was never going to get one. That's so funny. And I was, certainly I'd already known the story. You know, I got the talk from my mother, of course, about what to expect and all that. This is not working. I don't get it. How is this not working? Oh, the side works, so that one's broken, that's why. So, there I was. All of it is so funny. There I was at a weekend away with a girlfriend, and her disconnected family grandparents, meaning, I don't know what the relationship was with her, but they were old, so it was like grandparent age, but they weren't like her grandparents. But anyway, she and I, first her characteristic was, she was very, you know, Roxanne was very, you know, tough, kind of, you know, probably had her period in my head at that age, had already had her period for years. She probably did. And, you know, she was kind of like the leader. I was always a little like, I don't know if we're going to do that. But, you know, I made like I was gonna. Okay. She was a little like that. Kind of a little taste of a bully probably, too. So we go away for the week. And I think I'm there for a week. Old Saybrook, a half hour away from, you know, our home currently today, which at that ripe old age, you thought, my God, I am millions and miles away from home. This is such great freedom. I'm with a bully who I don't even know the relationship. When you think about it, that's so funny. I don't even know the old couple's relationship with her, but hey, it was a cool house. It was on the water. They must be rich. I don't know. Strangers must be rich. Oh my God, so funny in your head at that age, right? So I'm with her. She's the leader. I'm the follower. And, you know, we're at the beach, house on the water. So at night, kids are all banging around, and it's her kids. You know, they're her kids. They're not my kids. They're her kids. And, you know, one cute boy, and oh, and that whole summer in your head, my God, summer lasts forever. I'm only there for a week. It feels like I've already grown up, grown hair and everything. And here I am feeling powerful, and God gives me my period in the middle of all this. So here I am. All that and a bag of chips brought right down to, oh my God, now I'm a woman. You were supposed to know what to do. Well, I didn't. All the things my mother would have told me, out of my head. Oh my God, now what do I do? I'm bleeding. In a house. I don't know the relationship with the old people. And my friend's a bully. Oh, God. What a sense of resource. Who's going to help me? And so I approach my friend. I go, oh, my God, I just got my period. And she goes, oh, all right, here. Did I ever tell you the story, Sean? Oh, all right, here. And she hands me something to me that looks like a firecracker. Now, my mother must have thought she told me everything. But I looked at this, first of all, you know, initially this cigar-looking thing that I had unwrapped. And because I didn't want to be unknowledgeable, of course, because now I'm a woman, I'm supposed to know everything. And of course, at 13, I do. And I take this wrapped cigar in the bathroom, unwrap it, and realize it's really a firecracker. What am I supposed to do? Light the end? I don't know. What do you do with this? Do you light the end? I don't play with matches. The bully does. I'm behind closed doors in a bathroom going, what do I do with this? I'm bleeding. So I did my best. I put it crosswise in your ever so female area. And I said, I got it going on. Put on the 13-year-old bathing suit. It feels weird in between my legs, of course. What does this feel like? We go jump into the water. We're swimming about with all the cute boys. It's summer forever. I'm with the bully, so I must be all about that, a bag of chips. And the tampon floats by me in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
True story. And I went, oh my God, there's that firecracker. It's floating by me. Like, is this supposed to happen? And now again, I am reduced to, oh my God, what do I do? I don't know the relationship with the old people in the house. God, I'm as close to staying with strangers as I ever have been told don't be with strangers in my life. I couldn't be any closer. And then I just say, could I use your telephone? And Bully says, sure. Go, it's over there. So I go in the house, and I call my mother, call Nana. She picks up the phone, and you know, like everybody, when you're in this emotional vacuum, you hear your mother's voice, and I start crying. And I say, oh, I got my period. And you know what your Nana did? You stay right there. I'm coming. I'm coming for you right now. I went, oh, here I'm a million miles away in this euphoria of summer. And I feel so good because my mother's going to make that million mile trip. We were 30 minutes away from where I live. And I sat there, I got all dressed. I said to my friend who was out in the water frolicking, because thank God she didn't see the floating tampon, I did. And I said, oh, you know, my mom's going to come by and pick me up. She could have cared less, Bully. She could have cared less. Sure. And before I knew it, in a flash, there was Nana to the rescue, which is why, you know, you always love your mothers. And my sister Lisa, who was absolutely loving the opportunity to get in the car, come rescue the baby sister. I get in the car. I'm crying. Nana brings me a box of what she educated me with. Kotex. This is how you put it on. Of course that's how you put it on. That's how I put on the firecracker. Only not Kotex. I go in the bathroom because we leave. Thank you very much for having me. Go in the bathroom. Rescue team, Nana, Auntie. I go into the bathroom in a gas station. I put on my Kotex. I don't know. I'm exhausted at this point. I'm 14. I know it all. I'm leaving a bathroom walking like I'm riding a horse. But that's okay. It's supposed to be that way. Only in my head, everyone is watching me walk through the gas station parking lot like I'm riding a horse. And I'm looking around going, oh my God, does everyone know I have my period? And we get in the car and Auntie Lisa couldn't wait to say, oh my God, Kelly, you could get pregnant now. And Nana went, would you stop that? That's my experience. And hence, there you were born. No lie, that's the whole story.